Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Prank phone call. Cone fall.
Frumpy.
Yeah. Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. I think I got it right that time. What you got for us, Neff?
If you can't talk straight at the barbershop, then where can you talk straight?
Or on the show.
This is the barbershop.
Custis Brady.
Brady, how you doing, man? My name is Dennis, man. I got a haircut from you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, what's up, Dennis? What can I do for you, brother?
Hey, listen, I wanted to get an appointment with you, man. Like I said, I was there a couple weeks ago, man. My first time getting a haircut from you. Did a real, real good job, so I want to say thank you for that.
All right. No, not a problem. Not a problem.
Okay. Do you have any time available on Thursday?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can come up there Thursday. That'd be fine. What's your name again, bro?
Dennis, man. Dennis.
Okay, Dennis. Well, I can get you in, Dennis, about 3 o'clock, man. Something of that nature. I mean, you know, I normally work off appointments, you know.
Okay.
About 3.
3 o'clock, you'll be there?
Yeah, I'll be there right 3 o'clock.
Okay. Hey, I got a little bit of situation, though, man, that happened last time I was there. I kind of wanted to talk to you about it, man, because it kind of caught me off guard. So I wanted to holler at you, man, and see if we could rectify the problem before I came back up there.
What happened? What, somebody disrespect you or something? I mean, what was the deal?
Well, it really wasn't somebody, man. It was actually you.
Me? Well, I mean, what happened?
Here's the deal, man. When you was cutting my hair, when it was time to turn the chair, you didn't turn the chair with your hand, man. See, Brady, man, you turned the chair with your private part.
Oh, come on, bro. Say, Dennis. I mean, Dennis, I'm a professional, man. I've been doing this 15 years, bro.
Right. I don't think it's anything deliberate, man. I think you just do it unconsciously, man, because, you know, you be leaning over on the chair cutting. And I think you don't realize, you know, you be turning the chair with your private part instead of doing it with your hand, man. And see, my hand got caught out there, and I saw it out the corner of my eyes. I saw your private part coming towards my hand. I moved it just in time. You understand?
No, bro. Now, see, Dennis, I'm not understanding something, bro, because we don't operate like that around here, because, you know, I don't make mistakes like that, bro. I mean, you know, I don't know. You sure you're talking to the right person, man?
Yeah, I mean, ain't you the third chair on the right when you walk in the door?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, man. And you cut me 2 weeks ago, and like I said, I really like my haircut, so I wanted to call back and rectify this problem. But, you know, you got to turn the chair with your hand and not your private part. If not, we're going to have a problem.
Okay, bro. Now, I feel you, and I understand your complaint and everything. I mean, I'm not understanding what you're saying, but I don't do that. You know, but I mean, we will be glad to, you know what I'm saying, give you another cut or whatever, you understand, man. You know, but I don't move nobody, you know, around with my private, man. You know, that's just not me. You know?
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. If you put your private on there at all when I come in there Thursday, then I promise you I'm going to jump up and we're going to have a problem.
Well, see, now right there, Dennis, I'm not feeling that jump up having a problem because, you know, you don't really know me like that, bro. You know, I mean, I'm trying to be professional here and solve your little issues that you got, you understand me? But all this jumping up and stuff you're talking about doing, I don't know about,
hey, man,
all that stuff.
I'm trying to come in and get a nice haircut and walk out with a nice haircut. What I don't want to do is come down there, you lean over, put your private part where I got my arms and my hands at, and I got whoop your Now, that's what
see,
I don't.
See, careful now. You're touching me wrong, talking about what
you're talking about. I'm touching you wrong. You touched me wrong 2 weeks ago when you put your private on my hand, man.
Folk. I ain't nobody touch you like that, tell you, feel me?
Say what?
I don't know who the hell you think you're talking to, man. You know, we don't run on here, cuz, you feel me?
Hey, dog, all I'm trying to say is a brother trying to come in and get his hair cut and walk out feeling like a man. and not walk out feeling violated, man, because you done turned the chair with your private part all up against my hand and my elbow and stuff, man.
Hold up, hold up, boy. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember you like that. I'm a grown and saying, bro, you know, I tried to talk to you, you feel me? But now you done rubbed me wrong. Ain't no punk flying here, you understand me?
Well, ain't no punk flying there, then keep it off my hand, then.
Say, hold up, let me tell you something. Say, man, we don't play that over here. You bring your stupid over here. I'm going to tell you right now, you get backed up out this. You understand me?
Hey, hey, well, quicker.
We don't play no punk over here. This ain't a salon. It's a barbershop. It's real over here, you hear me?
I hear what you're saying, but let me explain something. You quit using your hips in your private section like a pinball machine.
I'm going to tell you right now, boy, I will put something on your. You come over here with that. You understand me?
I'm just trying to get a haircut and walk out of there like a man, feeling like a man.
I bet you I open you up. I'm going to open you up, boy. You understand? You, oh, hell no. No, piss up. Watch out. No, that. No, come on here with that.
Okay, I'm going to put my real name on my shirt then. You want to know what my real name is?
That's what's up. That's what's up, baby.
Okay, then you might want you want to know what name going to be on the shirt?
I want to know what going to be on the shirt.
All right, then. The name on the shirt is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Every man has gone through this.
That's why I keep my arms folded.
Yeah, you actually keep your arms in your lap because you don't want them to be on the armrest of the chair. Because when your barber trying to move that phone with his midsection, that's not. It's a little uncomfortable sometimes.
I don't know if you ain't been to the barber shop in a long time, but we sits on our hands now.
Yeah, it's been a while, Junior.
No, you ain't been a long time.
I ain't gonna lie to you, boy.
But he ain't forgot.
Hey, Junior, it's been 14 years since I had a haircut.
Wow.
Man.
Has it been that long?
It's been that long.
It's been 14 years.
Wow.
Man,
he did that.
Since I had a haircut.
That was during a Christmas vacation
Christmas
he hit
break.
Us up?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
So you haven't had a haircut, but when you went bald, I was pregnant.
Yeah, I was going to say it had something to do with Tasha.
Because you called me.
Well, how old is Tasha?
12. She'll be 13 in January.
Yeah.
About right. Man.
I'm telling you, because you was like, I cut my hair.
I was 49 years old when I cut my hair.
Yeah, because it was for your 50th birthday, because she was born.
Oh,
yeah.
And my 50th birthday was coming, but I cut it in Christmas while I was 49. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yep. Man. So, you were so excited.
Years,
yeah, you were so excited about that. You were like, I did it. I cut it all off. And you sent us pictures.
The freedom, man.
Yeah.
Because... do you know how long it took me to cut my hair like that every time I cut it? That razor line and cross the front, scissor cut, spray.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey line.
Oh.
Yes.
All day long.
Mm. Hour and 15 minutes, three times a week. And when I was on TV, five haircuts a week.
Wow.
What?
Oh. Mm. You had a lot of hats. All right. Thank you, nephew. Man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.